Yona has driven for DoorDash for 4 years and Amazon Flex, Amazon's package delivery service, for about 10 weeks. At the start of the pandemic, he says he was making $30 to $35 an hour, sometimes as high as $40 an hour.
Like, I didn't want to stop working. I didn't want to leave my car.
The 23-year-old, who requested I only use his first name, says gig work was nice because it was flexible. He's also taking online college classes. Yona mostly drives for Amazon now because it's been the best way to make money, but that income really fluctuates.
I try not to move my car unless I'm making a minimum of $25 an hour.
And the rise in gas prices has a big negative impact.
It's actually biting into a sizable chunk of what you make.
Yona says Amazon started sending its in-house van drivers on the shorter routes and giving the longer, rural ones to flex drivers, effectively passing on the higher fuel costs. At the same time, he says Amazon lowered their pay.
Amazon's base rate for us South Bend drivers was $23 an hour. They lowered those base rates to $21 an hour, and they have a whole influx of new drivers.
Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantle said in an emailed statement that the company's delivery partners play an important role in serving customers, and that flex drivers earn over $26 per hour on average. But Yona says high gas prices, coupled with the amount of new drivers, mean there is less work and profit for everyone. And that feels kind of predatory.
They could definitely give us a fair market value while still taking home a great amount of money.
So, Yona's moving back in with his parents in New York City. It's something he was planning on doing eventually, but his decreasing income accelerated the decision. He's got about a year left in classes for his university degree and isn't sure what he wants to do next. But Yona says he's looking for structure and stability, something he obviously would not find with gig work. According to AAA, South Bend gas prices are currently averaging around $4.14 a gallon, up from $3.54 a month ago and $2.61 a year ago. Rachel Blakeman is the director of Purdue University Fort Wayne's Community Research Institute. She says that matches up with Midwest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
February 21 to February 22, gasoline prices went up 34.5%. So that's a significant jump.
She says that's difficult for people and companies to absorb. Gas prices have been higher in the past, for example, in 2008, but Blakeman says that was an outlier when compared to the cost of everything else, something that's not true today thanks to inflation, which is at the highest rate in 40 years.
For many of us, this is our first time experiencing this kind of inflationary pressure across the board.
Those increased costs are also impacting Ryan Warner. He used to work full-time as a massage therapist, but his hours were cut way back during the pandemic, so he started driving for Uber Eats to make ends meet. On a good night, he can earn $16 to $18 an hour, but when it's slow, it's closer to $8 an hour, before taxes and expenses.
I would say over the last few months, and this month in particular, the income has definitely come down.
He's paying nearly twice as much to fill up his car than in January. And in response, he's driving less. He says it's now easier to actually lose money by accepting a delivery because of the distance traveled.
When you take the food to the destination, that's the only trip you get paid for, so you don't get paid for coming back. So if you take an order way out there, you basically are eating the cost to come back to kind of a hot spot to get another order.
Uber introduced an additional payout of 55 cents per delivery in response to higher gas prices. But that payout is the same whether the delivery is 1 or 5 miles, and it's also a little less than the federal mileage reimbursement rate.
It felt like a slap in the face, especially because I just started another job doing home health for physical therapy, so driving to the patient's home.
There, he gets reimbursed 55 cents per mile, with an additional 30 cents for the next 60 days in light of the high gas prices. And he's an employee, not an independent contractor, getting paid about $35 an hour. Warner says Uber helped him cover expenses and put food on the table when his hours were cut. But with his new job and the declining pay, he doesn't see a reason to continue putting in the extra work.
For people like myself where it's not necessary anymore, there still is an appeal to do it because of the flexibility. But at the end of the day, it just needs to be worth it.
But the opposite is true for Tom Russell. Despite higher gas prices, he plans to keep driving. The difference? He delivers full-time for Dine-In, a local company that only serves Michiana. He's driven for the company for the past 21 years. At the start of the pandemic, he was working 60 to 70 hours a week. Now, he's cut back to around 40 hours, and a typical day means he's driving 100 to 150 miles.
I have driven just about everywhere you can think of at this point.
Russell is still an independent contractor, but he's usually earning around $26 or $27 an hour. That's made up of a delivery fee per order, which scales based on distance, and tips.
I always look at the bigger picture of these things because me working for Dine-In for so long, I've seen the peaks and valleys of gas prices.
Russell says his profit has gone down, but he's still making a decent income. And unlike Warner and Yona, he has no plans to stop driving anytime soon.
We have to ride this thing out and let it go. And I choose not to focus on the things I cannot control.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Lazaro.